BBC Radio 3 picks words and music on the theme of discovery.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
With readers Catherine Parkinson and Stephen Campbell Moore.
I am convinced that natural selection has been the main, but not the exclusive, means of modification.
Poems and prose by Thomas Hardy, Jane Austen and Simon Gray, and music by Bach, Copland and Strauss.
Allow me to interpret this interesting silence. It confesses that you have long understood me. No, sir, cried Emma. It confesses no such thing.
Words and music on the theme of discovery. Sunday night at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction with a man with a rabbit on his head, Max Reinhardt. A very good morning, evening to you.
Well, actually...
it will be morning soon.
That's true, but this will never be a rabbit.
No,
it's very synthetic.
Oh, is it really? Yes. It must be very cold out there.
It certainly is. Mm. Anyway, thanks, Ian. If you ever find yourself, dear listener, sitting round with a bunch of people late at night, and you're having a responsible drink or two, and talking turkey about who the greatest male blues and soul singer of the 20th century might be, there really is only one answer.
My sin. Madame Docteur.
From the Seychelles, Jacob Marie, playing the berimbau-like bom and singing Moi Willison, a comic song about a wedding in the town. Those booms at the end represented the firecrackers that are let off on the morning after the wedding, the signal for everyone to join the happy couple for a boudoir celebration. Oh, and please don't spill any food and drink on the carpet while you're here. Before that, the miraculous Bobby Blue Band sang Drifting from Town to Town, bringing a sort of Delta rural blues voice right into urban blues. And if you don't agree that he's the finest male blues and soul singer of the 20th century, let us know who is. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And make sure you do. We had a bumper tweet, post and email bag about Kevin Ayres, which you'll hear about later. So let's have some more. And more now indeed from the Quarantine album by Laurel Halo, Brooklyn-based singer, songwriter, producer and creator of electronic music. She's told the press that her album's all about contrails, trauma, volatile chemicals, viruses. OK, enough. This is Morecom.
Thank you.
A new band and a new musical direction there for Rudresh Mahantapa. That was Abhogi, a tune based on a raga, and this band of his reunites Rudresh's alto sax with François Moutin on bass and Dan Weiss on drums, but opens things out considerably with the addition of David Fuz Fuzinski on microtonal guitar. What a great noise that instrument makes. Now, meanwhile, is Bobby Blue Bland the greatest blues and soul singer of the 20th century? What do you think? Some tweets have come in on this, and we've heard from Paul Sharratt that apparently it's O.V. Wright. That's who he's going to go with. Who are you going to go with? Let us know. Something now from Copenhagen's endlessly inventive five-piece, Efterklang. Martin Hall is the vocalist on this delicate confection from their one-sided LP released back in 2006.
Thank you. Thank you.
Following on from Tu es mon image by Efterklang, we heard something which is possibly sounding even more contemporary, Masquerade, a 60-year-old film score by Pierre Schaeffer, and we've more from the father of music concrete a little later on. We've been gently considering great male voices of the 20th century tonight on Late Junction, and do keep tweeting in. Who do you think is the greatest blues and soul singer of the 20th century? Male, that is. You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. But tonight, as it happens, is the 80th birthday of one of the late great jazz divas of our time.
Hush now, don't explain. There ain't nothing to gain. I'm glad that you're back. Explain. Quiet, baby, don't explain. There is nothing to gain. Explain. You know that I love you and what love endures. All my thoughts are of you, for I'm so completely yours. Don't wanna hear folks chatter, 'cause I know you cheat. Right and wrong don't matter when you're with me, my sweet. Hush now, don't explain. Don't you know you're my joy and you're my pain? My life is yours, love. Don't explain. Thoughts of you, for I'm so completely yours. I don't want to hear nobody chatter, there no you cheat. Right and wrong don't matter when you're with me, my sweet. Hush now, don't explain. You're my joy, you're my pain. My life is yours, love. Don't explain.
Thank you.
Hyksos for alto flute, gongs and cowbell by Italian composer Giacinto Scelsi. Alex Ross, author of The Rest is Noise, describes him as a self-taught Italian composer and erstwhile playboy count who had dabbled in Eastern religions and theosophy. But you could hear that he'd obviously understood much that he heard on his travels to the East. Hyksos, that's a title that no one's been able to decode so far. It was composed in 1955 when he was still reaching towards his extraordinary idea of writing an entire work that consisted of only single tones, one for each movement. That became four pieces for chamber orchestra in 1959. Before Hyksos, I played Nina Simone on what would have been her 80th birthday, were she still with us. She sang Don't Explain, a song part written by Billie Holiday. Very heartbreaking. So, more blues now, and I set up a rather contentious theory at the beginning of the programme and asked you if you agreed. I think Bobby Blue Bland is the greatest blues and soul singer of the 20th century. Simon Landau agrees with me. Jay Taylor from Cambridge makes some other nominations, loads of them actually, that may help your memory. Skip James, Mississippi, Fred McDowell, Charlie Patton, Blind Willie Johnson. But he ends up by saying, but if I'm saying the greatest soul singer, then it's Marvin Gaye or Sam Cooke. Well, don't you think that they heard Bobby Blue Bland? That's where it all comes from, believe me. Phil Hopkins says Sonny Boy Williamson III. Which is interesting because I'm about to play Sonny Boy Williamson, the original, on vocals and blues harp. Here he comes, Charlie McCoy on guitar, Blind John Davis on piano, Alfred Elkins on bass and Washboard Sam on, Guess what? From a recording session in Chicago in 1941, She Don't Love Me That Way.
Well, I got something to tell you, baby, you can't do. You can't love me in some other man, too, because you don't love me that way. You don't love me that way, man. You don't love me that way, baby, and I don't care what you do. Well, I met an old lady with a face right full of frown. She's up in the front, but she's all broke down now, and she don't love me that way. You don't love me that way. You don't love me that way, baby, and I don't care what you do. The river was whisking, I was a diving duck. I would dive on the bottom, never would come up. But she don't love me that way. She don't love me that way. She don't love me that way, baby. And I don't care what you do. Shine my back door someday. The wind gonna rise and blow my blues away. Cause you don't love me that way. You don't love me that way. You don't love me that way, baby. And I don't care what you do. I want to say to you, ain't none of your bad treatment. I want it the way you do, because you don't love me that way. You don't love me that way. You don't love me that way, baby. I don't care what you do. You made plenty of money in 1922. You let these cats make a fool of you. Now you don't love me that way. You don't love me that way. You don't love me that way, baby. I don't care what you do.
Capable of good or evil, so who'll lead you, feed you to the beast, cause politicians don't need you, being a child is illegal, no bid, said Samuel petting his bald eagle, then two voices spoke, we do, we bid, said trouble and hunger, we bid for their life and limb, when they get to be too many, we'll take care of them, like our own, we'll hide them in secret places where no one can hear their moan. Thank you. I bid, said Scrounger screaming. I bid for them all. I'll teach them 1,000 things. To lie, to sneak, and to crawl. They'll sleep in my place like maggots. And if they work out like I want, you won't have to worry. Bid you higher, and even higher if I have to, said Kron with his wolf's grin. I love to lead the children down all those nice paths of sin. They'll all budge up to steal the great city streets they'll fill, and they'll grow too old to pity, just right for the cops to kill. Give me the little children, you good, you rich, and you wise. And while the busy world spins around, while you shut your goddamn eyes, and your judges will all have work, and your lawyers will flap their tongues, and your jail guards and cops will be the fathers to your young. Auction off your future.
The ever-cool composer, arranger and jazz producer David Axelrod with a mean piece of dystopianism, The Little Children, with a vocal performance from LA rapper Raz Kass. For full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, take a lingering look at the Late Junction pages of the Radio 3 website. And if you want to hear the programme again over the next 7 days, that is indeed the place to go. Well, lots of you have emailed us your suggestions for what we might play tonight in tribute to Kevin Ayers, and actually lots of you have emailed in tributes too. Phil Baird says this: much of his best work seemed to be underpinned by a lovely lost child fragility, suggestive of a yearning for the simple joys of the nursery. We'll meet him again when we listen to his music and in our dreams. And Mr. Klieg tweeted in yesterday that one of the things that we should play is Oh, What a Dream. And that's what Kevin wrote to Syd Barrett. You are the most extraordinary person. You write the most peculiar kind of tunes. I met you floating as I was boating one afternoon. Ah, the 60s. Anyway, these were the suggestions. Clarence in Wonderland, Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes, Song from the Bottom of a Well, and Stop That Train Again Doing It. And it's worth listening to all of those. But the one that we actually chose was this one. And Kieran Moyles, Bill Howarth, Ian Strachan and Graham Coxon all asked for it. It's the title track of Kevin's third solo album, Whatever She Brings, We Sing. He recorded many sessions for the BBC for John Peel Alan Black, Top Gear, Rock On, and this version, which was recorded for the Bob Harris Show in 1972 in May. Whatever she brings, we sing.
Thank you.
I guess one of the great lineups that never happened, Kevin Ayers and Syd Barrett. Anyway, that was Kevin Ayers' Whatever She Brings, We Sing, recorded by the BBC for the Bob Harris Show in 1972. And if anybody out there knows who he was playing with, who was the harmony voice, who was playing the harmonica, etc., do let us know. I think you know how. Lake Junction at BBC Radio 3. And more from Kevin Ayers in Fiona Talkington's programmes in the weeks to come. And you listeners are definitely on it tonight. We've heard from Alan McKenzie, who answered a question of mine. He says, the Hyksos were an early tribe living in what later became the Egypt of the pharaohs, and they're reputed to have invented the wheel by some historical authorities. And he's from the Isle of Wight, so he should know. And, of course, he was telling us about the title of a piece by Giacinto Chelsea. Now, composer, musician and Lake Junction listener Joseph Livingston sent me his CD, The Futility Room, quite a while back. But in the midst of celebrating the work of music concrete pioneer Pierre Schaeffer this week, The Futility Room surfaced again, and from it comes this piece of contemporary electroacoustic music, Veloren. That's a track that definitely grows on you. Valoran, a composition by composer Joseph Livingstone from his album, The Futility Room. And that brings us to this final piece of Pierre Schaeffer music for this week. I've chosen his sound collage, Études au chemin de fer, Study at the Railways, seen as the first musical work to arrange noises for real sound on the basis of an entirely musical aesthetic. It's derived from recordings that Schaeffer made at the Gare des Batignolles in Paris with the aid of six engine drivers improvising according to his instructions. And there's a lot of comic detail, actually, if you listen to Music Matters from last Saturday. It's on the Music Matters page on the Radio 3 website. Well worth listening to. Now, the first public performance of this work was in the Concert des Bruits, Concert of Noises, for radio, broadcast in Paris on the 5th of October 1948, along with three other noise collages, and it surely marked the birth of the French musique concrète school.
On the ninth day of November, at the dawn and in the sky, ere we sailed away to New York, we at anchor here did lie. O'er the meadows fair of Kingsbridge, then the mist was lying grey. We were bound against the rebels in the North America. Oh, so mournful was the parting of the soldiers and their wives, for that none could say for certain they'd return home with their lives. Then the women, they were weeping, and they cursed the cruel day that we sailed against the rebels in the North America. All the little babes were stretching out their arms with saddest cries, and the bitter tears were falling from their pretty simple eyes, that their scarlet-coated daddies must be hurrying away, for to fight against the rebels in the North America. Now with God preserve our monarch, I'll finish up my strain. Be his subjects ever loyal, and his honour all maintain. May the Lord our voyage prosper, and our arms across the sea, and put down those proud rebels in the North America.
Nerve, our final track this week from Laurel Halo's dazzling album, Quarantine. Just before that, Cyril Tawney with an a cappella version of a fine, if reactionary, Devonian song from the American Revolutionary War, Farewell to Kingsbridge. And so, farewell to Lake Junction for this week. Fiona Talkington will be back in a chair for the next fortnight. And next week's Lake Junction session on Thursday the 28th of February is Fiona's dream come true, because she's bringing together Norwegian accordion and banjo player Stan Cartensen and American dobro virtuoso Jerry Douglas. Now, I just think I'd better do a bit of housekeeping. You might like to know that on that question about who the greatest blues singer of the 20th century is, Bernie Winston from Liverpool says, "Hi, matey." Nice greeting. Surely best soul singer ever is another Bobby, the mighty Bobby Womack. And Jeremy Main has emailed in from somewhere, probably a museum, saying, "Just a moment, there's nothing Egyptian about the Hyksos except for their name. They're a tribe from Upper Mesopotamia, or possibly Anatolian Turkey, who conquered most of the east end of the Mediterranean in the 1800, before the current era." And that's all because Jacinto Chelsea did call a piece that we played earlier Hyksos. Anyway, many thanks to Felix Carey, my producer, for the last 2 weeks of programmes. Thanks to you for listening, tweeting, emailing and just being there. I'll leave you with a magical collaboration between Funga, French African Afrobeat exponents, and Malem Abdallah Guinea, a Gnawa singer and Gimbri player. This is Kanoni. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night.
The city of Roskilde hosts a rock festival in early summer, which you could call Denmark's answer to our own Glastonbury festival. But in August, the Roskilde Schubertiada offers something more relaxed, and today's opening concert is from the 2012 event. The Danish string quartet play Beethoven later, plus some Schubert song arrangements. They start with Haydn and what's been called a superior entertainment in four acts: a story, a song, a dance and a party. Haydn's quartet, Opus 64, number 5, is nicknamed the Lark, and Frederick Erland, the quartet's leader, acknowledges that in some of the extra birdsong touches he brings to the first movement.
Thank you. Thank you.